Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the most important Islamic concepts and teachings. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Brother Alavian. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
So for today's discussion, I want to talk about a rather akhlaqi or mystical concept under the title Ikhbat. It is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. Before getting to its uses and different meanings of Ikhbat, Brother Alavian, give us a definition of this concept.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Ikhbat, as you said, is a Quranic term meaning submission or submissiveness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reaching to the level of certainty or to level of tranquility or atma'nan or atminan. So for a believer, when he reaches to such a state, actually he has some features. And this Quranic term has been defined in the Holy Quran, and there are some conditions and some features for such people, those who have reached to this level of tranquility and submission in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for such a people, there is no fear from anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For such people, they are very patient in front of calamities. They are not going to shout, and they are not going to be impatient in cases of plights and calamities.
Right.
These people are always actually trying to set up and to continue and constantly keeping and holding the prayer.
Yes.
And that is iqamat as-salat. So these are the features of such people. And again, the fourth feature that
What do we call such people?
Mukhbatin.
Uh-huh. We call them mukhbatin.
The people of submission.
And this is a Quranic term, as you said.
Definitely,
yeah. That's right. Okay.
So these features and this title and the title that we have actually just named are exactly Quranic terms. The features have been defined in Surah Al-Hajj, and the name or the title has been mentioned in Surah Al-Hud.
That's right.
So again, the fourth feature that was mentioned in the whole Quran for them is infaq. They give from whatever they have.
Okay.
I mean, they give to those who are in need of it.
That's right. I will get to more details about mukhbatin, who are they. But is this a high level, spiritually speaking, Shaykh? I mean, a person who becomes mukhbat or reaches ikhbat, is he going to purify his soul very much? I mean, through some complicated and sophisticated levels and nurturing and education or something like that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to the term ikhbat, first of all, we should, confess that there is no any, good equivalent in English to convey the meaning of this term clearly. Because when we use this term ikhbat, it has or it includes the different kind of concepts like piety, taqwa,
yes,
sincerity, ikhlas, fear or wajal that is mentioned in the Quran, tranquility, sakina or tuma'nina,
yes,
and then khawf or khashiyah.
Yes.
These are all the kind of concepts that are all included by the term ikhbat.
Yes.
If that is the case, then of course the one who is mukhbit, he should have all these characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, that is a
high
level.
So it is an
level.
All-covering,
yes,
all-showering,
yes,
you can say, term.
Yeah, it
That's
encompasses
right.
all these kind of characteristics. So if there is a person who is mukhbit, or we can say a humble kind of person in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, it is a high level of, purity,
mm-hmm.
a high level of, tranquility or awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Then we cannot say that everybody can attain this status and position. And of course, it is exclusively for few people
All right.
in the entire world.
That's right. So such a person must be a Muslim, isn't it?
Yes.
And through some levels of self-purification should reach such a level. I mean, mukhbit.
Yeah, because mukhbit is the person who You know, when it comes to the Sharia, you have to first of all fulfill and follow all the Sharia laws.
Yes.
Correctly and perfectly.
All right.
Then when you want to enhance your level, you have to go to the level of Mukhbatin.
So these
Sharia laws are the basis.
Okay, that's right.
So if you do not have true Sharia laws, then of course you cannot reach
such
the level,
a level.
Yeah, level
okay.
of Mukhbatin.
It is not like fake mysticism or new religious movements nowadays.
Not.
That without fixed Islamic laws, you're going to, for example, or fixed religious laws, you're going to reach a spiritual perfection or a spiritual purification. That's it. Brother Alevian, the concept of Ikhbat was very much welcomed by a group of the people called Urafa, or we can say Islamic mystics or something like that. Of course, mystic, again, is a rough translation for an Arif, because I believe that Arif is a more comprehensive term rather than mystic. So how such a term is discussed over there? And is there any difference between a person who spiritually or mystically is going to be concerned with this concept rather than a Muslim, I mean, ordinary Muslim who does his obligations every day?
Well, the person who is called Arif or mystic, he is basically a Muslim. I mean, and he's practicing Islam
yes.
in a very organized way. But I want to say that this term itself is known in the school of mystics or different, because there are lots of mystic groups. But the ones that we are talking about are the ones that are approved by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. What do I mean? I mean, they are following exactly what haramat and what wajibat the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam actually explained to us, and or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly in Quran and Sunnah gave to us. So those who are actually going in this way and practicing wayfaring this way, they are the ones that is the topic of our discussion. But this term Ikhbat, or this level of Ikhbat, is something, or this stage, I can call it, even to call it better. This stage of Ikhbat for the Urfan mystics is one of the stages that they need to pass and they need to reach. But this is not among the highest levels of Urfan and mysticism. This is one of the houses that an Arif or a mystic needs to pass.
One of the stations to be reached. That's right.
Because he needs to get rid of the doubts and misconceptions, to get rid of all the doubts that he has been facing with, and to be in a state of submission in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So is Ikhbat and Taslim the same? I mean,
yeah, Ikhbat and Taslim is the same.
So a Muslim is called a Muslim.
Yeah, due
submissive.
To this submission.
So what would be the difference between this one?
Yeah, that's,
I mean, this is a real Taslim, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Look, Urafa or mystics have defined some levels and stages for themselves. So some actually define seven stages to reach to the full, what they call it, to the full fana or annihilation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some define 14, some 70, some 40, some. So different Irfani or mystical schools have their own ways of actually reaching. So regardless of all these categorizations, mukhbatin are looked differently in all these schools.
Yes.
One is regarded as the first, or in another one is regarded as the fifth, or in another school it is regarded as the tenth, let's say.
Right.
But all in all, for an ordinary Muslim, it is exactly what Islam says.
All right.
And even the one who is a pure Arif, who is actually sane Arif, what we're talking about, is someone who is actually practicing Islam in the same way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was practicing.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay.
So such a person, in case he calls, for example, one level for himself, defined a level for himself to find himself in such a status and position, so this is actually quite accepted and quite praised. But to enter in, I don't know, fake schools of Irfani,
yes.
it is something that is
okay.
not, I mean, the scope of our discussion.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
This is a really good concept, Shaykh Rouhani. I mean, the concept of khushu. Again, it could be roughly translated fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is not the type of negative fear, okay? It is a type of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are there any type of, in fact, features or characteristics mentioned for mukhbatin based on the Quran and Ahadith? And who are the true manifestations of mukhbatin on earth, Shaykh?
Yes, of course, there are some verses in the Holy Quran from which we understand that who are these mukhbatin, or the people of real, let's say, humbleness in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them are mentioned in some of the ayat of the Holy Quran, for example, in ayah number 35 of chapter Hajj. These characteristics are mentioned for mukhbatin. One of them is this, that when they remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are reminded of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they completely fear or feel a kind of fearness of the majesty of Allah, or azama of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
In a way that it trembles their, let's say, hearts. The second characteristic is this, that when they face, for example, hardships and challenges in their lives, difficulties, they are very much patient and not complain.
Okay.
And then the other characteristic is this, that they establish prayer and, let's say, preserve and keep this performance of the prayer in their lives.
Yes.
And the other characteristic is mentioned in the Holy Quran is this, that they do infaq.
Yes.
And they give in charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
These are some of the characteristics that are mentioned in some of the ayat concerning mukhbatin.
Yes, that's right. We take Islam for granted and Islamic teachings for granted. We call ourselves a Muslim because our forefathers used to be Muslim. But if we wanted to, we can say, practice the true Islam based on its true conditions, on that time we'll see that there are lots of levels, in fact, in order to reach proximity or ghurbatan ilallah. So, Brother Alavian, again, my question, who are the best epitome or the paragons of mukhbatin on earth?
Well, the best examples of mukhbatin are the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the infallible imams,
right,
and the righteous people.
Okay.
Those who are the real examples of submission or humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Whoever is in such a state is known as a mukhbat. And who is opposing this group? The ones who are arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Because istikbar is, to some extent, is something which opposes this term.
Yes.
I mean, if we want
being
to...
being arrogant. Yeah.
So the arrogants are the ones who are in front of these people. So let's understand and evaluate ourselves. I mean, are we really, I mean, that much submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His orders? And are we known, I mean, can we be kept under this title and under this umbrella of mukhbatin, or the ones are practicing humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission,
yes,
and full submissiveness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have some role models.
Yes.
So we have the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the infallible imams right after him, and the righteous people in the course of history. So we can test and actually analyze
okay
the characters, and inshallah keep them as our role models, because in hadith and narrations we have been told that the best examples of mukhbatin are Ahlul Bayt, and specifically Imam Ali alayhi salam, and some of the companions of Ahlul Bayt. And among the companions, Salman was actually introduced as one of the examples of mukhbatin.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Alavian and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of ikhbat. Our dear listeners, for more information, can refer to a book called Al-Ikhbat, written by the late Ali Safai Khairi, mainly known as Ain Sa'd. He was among the Muslim teachers of spirituality. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. معلم